Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Do we need more taxis in rural areas? Because the NTA has announced it, what they describe as a specialised licence, which it says is designed to improve transport options in rural communities. And this LAH, or the Local Area Hackney licence, seems to provide a more, well, they say, affordable alternative to a standard Hackney licence. And it'll also allow drivers to operate within their own communities rather than nationwide. Michael Coyne from Coyne's Gastro Pub in Connemara in County Galway is with us here on the programme. Michael, are more taxis required in Connemara?
I think more taxis are required in rural areas. Listen, how are you keeping? And thanks for having me on the show. And this is great news today, to be honest, Jim, that finally that the NTA are addressing this problem that we have. Because, like, you know, you mentioned I'm in Connemara. Basically, in rural areas, a problem that people have is that if they want to go anywhere, it's not just about going to the pub. I want to get that out early doors. I say people want to go shopping, people want to go, say, use local amenities like parks, whatever, and maybe mightn't have access to transport. Basically, they can't do it, you know. So if you've got someone that's available and is, well, you know, for a small fee, you know, take you here, there, everywhere within a local area, it means that going to a rural area, say for a holiday, or for people who are living there, that makes life that bit easier. All people want in rural areas are to have the same services that are maybe not on the same level, but at least to have access to the same level of services that you would have in a town.
How many taxis? Yeah, no, it's a fair point, Michael. And how many taxis are currently operating, we'll say, in your locality? Like, how many numbers do you have to ring each day?
Well, we're blessed with a local lady here, Maeve Geary, who operates a Hackney and a local taxi service, a minibus service. We actually are going to my daughter's 18th. She's looking after us tonight. But there are many places that don't have. But there are many places that don't have this. So, say for tourism, for example, if a group of tourists, say they're arriving here, say you've got a French group, and they're holidaying in a place, say in a remote area of say Donegal or Mayo or whatever, you know. One of them has to choose not to drink. You know, if you're yourselves, like if you were to go on holiday, say, you know, down in Kerry, and if there's no taxis in the area, someone has to, you know, and that kind of puts a damper on their holiday. You know, not that they're going to go, like, you know, drink, like, you know, go on the lash rent like that. I'm just trying to say, if they're going out to have a glass of wine, whatever, you can't do that because there are no taxis. If you wanted to go, say, on a trip, say, you know, go do the Kerry, whatever, you know.
Like everything has to be prearranged and organised, Michael, doesn't it? Stay with me for a moment there if you can. Brian is on the line in Kildare. Brian, is there a shortage of local taxi drivers in your locality?
Yeah, no, and it's crippling the local publicans. And I like the pub is the centre of our community out here in Donaghadee, out in Kildare. We've got three fantastic pubs, Brady's, Roach's and Connolly's. Now, I'm lucky enough, I live about a 5-minute walk from Connolly's. Now, it's a further walk back, but we'll say nothing about that. But at the end of the day, like, there is an epidemic of loneliness in rural Ireland. Like the average Irish person, it's about 20% experiences loneliness on a weekly basis, where the EU average is about 13%. Now, I think a lot of that is down to rural isolation. Now, like, I think the Hackney scheme would be fantastic for our area in particular. And I'm sure there's a lot of areas that have had similar rollouts by TFI and the NTA. Like, we've got the 821, which connects us with Naas and Newbridge. I've also got the 139, which connects us with Maynooth. Now, they'll get you as far as Prosperous or Clane, and after that, you may be walking 2 hours back to Donaghadee. Whereas the Hackney service, you'd be able to get older people from the likes of Newtown, Donaghadee, Rathcoffey, and link it up with these services. You know, like, they're great services that'll get you back there at about 12 o'clock towards the end of the night, but they need to be linked up with a Hackney service to connect these places that wouldn't be viable for a full-time bus route.
It's not even just in terms of the socialising and the entertainment, as Michael mentioned as well. Like, it's also just for people that maybe are without a car or older or elderly and actually need the facility of somebody to, you know, to ferry them around or just even to bring them from A to B, whether that be any kind of even medical appointment.
Oh, 100%, like, and like the pub, I've said it before to so many people, the pub in rural Ireland, it's not a place where, you know, young lads go drinking. It's where young people socialise, it's where older people socialise. You've got your tidy towns meeting in the corner and you could have a couple of old women playing Texas Hold'em in the other corner, and then your politician doing his clinic. Like, the pub is the centre point of socialisation in our area. It's where you can, you know, meet friends, socialise, and like, it's like they're dying, and there's not enough being done to save them. Like, there's over 2,000 pubs have closed in this country since 2005. That's one in four. Like, my father, his family come from Mullaghcleugh, West Clare, and there was 13 pubs where he grew up, and there's now none. So, like, there's clear, definable evidence there that pubs are dying, and along with that, rural Ireland will go with it.
So you think that this suggestion from the NTA to roll out, really to kind of extend the Hackney licence and allow for, well, I suppose maybe to make it a little bit more accessible for people to become Hackney drivers and to get a Hackney licence, you think this would benefit rural communities?
Oh, it would. But with the Hackney licence, I do think that it needs to be said to the NTA that it cannot be tied up in bureaucracy. Like, I know for a fact that there's people who've applied for this and they've just given up halfway because it's far too bureaucratic. There's so much red tape to cut through. Like, the last installation, the Hackney licence that the NTA put out, I think nationally only two people qualified for it. Whereas there should be two people nearly in every town, village and heartland. Like, even if it's young lads coming home from college who want to make a bit of extra cash, like, we need to make it as accessible as possible for people to offer this service.
Rita's with us on the line. Stay with me, Brian, for a moment. 1800 453 106, that's the number. Rita, you're based in West Clare, is that right?
Yeah, I'm a councillor in Doombeg in West Clare.
And I
also own a business, so I suppose I understand the need for people to be able to access services and facilities. And as your previous speakers have said, it can be quite difficult in rural areas. Like, we do have a very robust local link service, and they do a great job, but a lot of that is done during the day, and it's particularly come the evening time when people want to get to events, or like we just had our West Clare Drama Festival recently, and people want to go out for the evening, and particularly older clients who don't like driving at night as well, and find it very, you know, hard to get out and socialise. It certainly is really important. I think this is a great initiative, and it's something that should be rolled out. But it's about, I suppose, getting it right in terms of the vetting of the drivers, the vetting of the vehicles, making sure. I know that bureaucracy can play a part in it, but you do have to safeguard people. You have to safeguard the drivers. You have to safeguard the people they're transporting, and also to ensure but at the same time, ensure that the process is relatively straightforward. And I suppose reviewing the information from NTA, there's a process there, and they think they've clearly laid out the process and marked the various locations that would qualify. And it certainly is focused on rural areas and very isolated areas. And particularly with the cost of transport now and the cost of fuel, it may be another alternative for people who don't necessarily want to have a car full time.
We want to hear as well, Rita, today from taxi drivers that are operating in rural parts of the country. 1800 453 106 is the number. How do you feel about this extension to the local area Hackney licence? From what I can see, Rita, from reading the kind of the T's and C's of this a little earlier this morning, right? From what I think the big change to this is that to increase the service availability up to 5 local area Hackney licensed drivers. So 5 drivers can now operate a single local area Hackney vehicle. So it seems to be 5 drivers can operate the car. And that seems to be one of the big changes, I think, to the previous requirement, which maybe only allowed one driver, you know, permitted to operate the Hackney.
Certainly, and I think that's kind of the trend in rural Ireland. A lot of people, especially with farming, a lot of people would be part-time farmers and would have other jobs as well. And this could be something that would play into that kind of model. A lot of people work on community employment schemes. They might work in a factory in Shannon, but they might be doing a bit of farming. But this is another opportunity, and it is very expensive to have a vehicle available for this, and you have to have something that is up to standard. And by allowing 5 drivers that are qualified to use the one vehicle, that's very, I think it's very forward thinking. We do have a lot of, you know, we have a number of minibus services in the area, taxi services, but they are to the pin of their collar on a busy Saturday night. If there's events going on, they're oversubscribed. And, you know, it is about addressing loneliness and addressing connection for people in rural areas. And, you know, that people have no excuse in terms of when it comes to drink driving, because that's something that we really have to make sure does not happen, and you don't want to see that. So, you know, the more services you provide, you know, you don't have that option of putting people's lives in danger, because it can be, you know, very isolating for people not to be able to get out and socialise.
Do you think, Michael, that many people would actually apply for this Hackney licence?
In this new form, I think there would be, yeah, definitely. Like,
you think
there'd be appetite? Mentioned there, of students coming home, say, for, you know, to earn some money over the weekend or something like that. I feel as well, like, say, this might be a romantic idea, but like, you know, the kids have cars, you know, and sometimes they get kind of vilified for, you know, maybe driving too fast, whatever. But to kind of, you know, make that connection with the community and with the older people in their community as well, by making themselves available, would be only a positive thing, you know, rather than kind of talk about boy racers and all this kind of crack. That, say, if those people, you know, kids have cars that they can maybe get a break on, petrol or insurance or something like that down the line, as a kind of another extension to that scheme, to try and bring more young people into the fold and kind of like and make their cars available, you know, in their local areas. Especially,
yeah,
well,
I presume,
no taxis,
yeah, you
know,
there'd have to be rules or regulations around maybe the minimum, you know, years of driving people might, or whatever kind of license for that might be required. Brian is with us on the line. Brian, I believe you're a taxi driver in County Roscommon, is that right?
Yeah, that's true, Andrea.
Yeah, are you in favour of this?
No. Because it's going to destroy our industry once more. We're gone to the pin of our collar as is. I live in a small rural town, and I wanted the local authority to put in a taxi rank 8 years ago. And I've been fighting for a taxi rank for the last 8 years. And because I'm the only taxi, they won't put it in. If they put it in, they'll have the cars from other towns around this town using the space. And you'll have a 24-hour taxi service eventually.
But this is to do with Hackney, so Hackney licences.
Yeah, but the Hackney licences is the same group. We're all in the same industry. Giving people a car so five different drivers can use it is not going to make a blind bit of difference. They're going to end. Why can't we have down the country the same as Dublin has, the same as Cork has, the same as Limerick has, proper 24-hour public service of buses, trains? Like,
we're not going to be able to put a train and a bus in every...
Hold on. We've got a train station here. Like, we've got five or six trains a day. Why can't they put on trains overnight for people to get to other towns that are on the train line? No, it's always down to the taxi industry to sort out the public transport problem. And every time people cannot get home, it's always blamed on the taxi industry. It's the government that's made this problem. Like, why won't they put a rank into the town I work in? Because I'm the only taxi and they can't see further than their nose.
But then will you not have... Does that not go back to your original point? If they're to put a taxi rank into the town that you're operating in, will you not then have more taxis coming in from other localities?
But not Hackney. And we could use the amount of taxis that would be doing absolutely nothing during the week, and then all these people from different parts of the country decide they're coming in to the town at the weekend because there's work.
And I'm curious, Brian, I'm not sure what, maybe you don't want to say what part of Roscommon you're based in, but are you the only taxi operating there?
Yeah, and there's five different Hackney.
So there's five Hackneys and one taxi.
Yeah, and I'm the only taxi.
And is there enough work? I presume there's more than enough work. Is there enough work for all of you?
Yeah, there's more than enough work for all of us.
And what happens on a Saturday night or, you know, Easter Sunday? Like, everybody gets home.
Andrea, I did 20 years in Dublin. And I know what it's like to work nights. And, you know, to be quite honest, I wouldn't put myself through that again. You know, people get out, they come into town, they have their pints and their drugs, and they think they're Superman when they go home when they're asked for the fare. That's why people don't work at night.
I accept all of that, and I can only imagine, Brian, how difficult it must be for taxi drivers working at night. But I suppose the question is your point that there's no need to have these hackneys, additional hackneys?
There isn't. If there's cars working and you book them, like a taxi driver can only do 12 hours a day, no matter how hard they try. Because, you know, if they do any more, they're putting themselves and the passengers in danger. You know, so, you know, I don't know what these hackneys are going to do. You know, they're going to come out on a Friday and Saturday evening, and then everything's going to be great. And the NTA, a private-funded company, that is going to rip them off as they're ripping us off. I don't know why they gave it to a private company in the first instance.
So Michael, you're still with us on the line. So there's no need then, really, is there, for these hackneys?
Well, he's based in a town. So I'd be saying for rural areas, like, say, villages and small places, like in, say, for example, where I am here, yeah, there is, you know, there's plenty of work for them, especially during the summer months where you have high season with tourists and so on, you know, at the weekends.
And what about you, Brian, in Kildare? And you're listening to Brian, the taxi driver there in Roscommon.
Yeah, no, I was. 100%, like, I can understand the frustration from the perspective of taxi drivers. Like, it is kind of from a sense of it's impeding in their territory and their industry. But, like, we have to wake up to the fact that since 2009, there's been a 41% decrease in taxi licenses. Like, there are very few taxi drivers out there. And as Brian said, you can only work here 12 hours. You know, and if you've got an airport run in the morning of a Friday, well, sure, that's 2 hours, 3 hours out into it, and you've only got your few hours left, and then you're coming home, and, you know, you might be winding up at about, I don't know, 9 o'clock. And as he said himself, like, we need to be expanding rural transport. Like, I've been a big supporter of expanding the 120 route and its Nightlink, but, like, there's only so much you can do. Like, I would not expect the Minister for Transport to start running a bus connect through my area, because I live in a place of 400 people who are widely dispersed. But a Hackney would be able to link it up with somewhere like Staplestown or somewhere like Prosperous, where you would have the population centre, and it would justify linking them up with a local link.
And even then, Brian, on that basis, can you see why there's a merit in some of the more rural or isolated areas?
No. If you want to have a taxi in an area, go and do the knowledge test, invest in your 9-year-old car, get your 2,000 a year insurance, and pay your 250 quid for your PSV licence.
Simple as that.
Like, why are we trying to do everything on the cheap? Also, doing me out of work.
Listener here says, anyone who goes on holiday in rural Ireland knows the need for taxis. You can't go for a pint or a meal as a family. You can't walk home along the rural roads. It's actually killed a lot of the crack for the staycations. And this is why some people drink drive, says this listener. We shouldn't be doing that anyway, but that's the point being made with the texter. Why not keep it simple, suggests another listener today. Everyone has to get their PSA licence. After that, they can use an Uber-style model like they seem to have everywhere else in Europe. Another listener tells me the taxi drivers are obviously going to oppose anything that might stand in the way of their fares. I'd go even further and say that we should open up the taxi industry to the likes of Uber or Bolt, like they do in many other European countries as well. And finally, this listener tells us, can they not offer Hackney licence to pubs and give rural pubs control over how their customers get home in a safe manner? I don't know what publican would want the hassle of that, having to deal with the insurance and all that would go with that in terms of health and safety, and what if there was an accident, and it just sounds like an absolute nightmare. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. That's Michael Coyne, Brian in Kildare, Rita, Brian as well, taxi driver in County Roscommon, 087 1400 106. As always, that is the WhatsApp number.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.